He said, well, wherever you be, if you be at Mabel's or be at your house, when you come to town, you bring me a crown on my plate. I said, yes. So I didn't think about any pattern of mine. I made a cookie for him, but I just work, you know, work hard. When you're on the phone, you have plenty to do now. So he went to town that day and he asked my husband, said, Henderson, said, you ought to bring me a pie. He said, no, sir, I know she didn't, because she's been working all the week. Since she came home this morning, she washed and she ironed. She cleaned the yard and said, we just got to town. I said, I know she did. I said, but I'll give the baby and bring it to you. I said, one day you can know. He said, I'm going to town. I said, about 2 hours from now. I said, Beck didn't name the pie. I said, I'm tired of asking about it. I said, he got a wife. He said, don't be that good. Mama Siri had told me about it. I said, I ain't cooked that pie. I ain't been cooked. He said, I wouldn't be admitted if I had to. A person actually do something you can do is to try to do your best. Yeah, I said, anything I ask you, you can do your best. That's what I'm doing out of there. He said, you ain't cooked the pie? I said, no. He said, don't do that. You don't cook the pie. I said, let me tell you before you call out. I said, pie is wrapped on the table. And I have cooked. He said, thank you. He said, I'm tired, Lord. You're bringing that to me about the pie. So when he got there, he told Lee, he said, you got a smart wife to be young as she is. I'm about 19 then. He said, you better try to keep her. He said, well, if she leave, I'm going with her. I said, she won't get nowhere. He just kept, he was different, you know, he was getting on it. Finally, he said, he come on me and said, man, that Lord brings her. Tell her I ain't paying her for the pie. I'm just paying her for the nice that she was to me, baking pie. He sent me $3 and things, cheap then. I said, tell him I'm gonna bake him a heap of them. He said, that sounds just like a nigga. And so when I went to his home again, because we had the house for him, he asked me to cook him a pie. I said, Lord, bring it. I said, you bet me. Now I cook it here and cook it on Mary's stove, and you come in and pick it up. I said, your stove cooks too fast. It's electric. I don't know how to adjust it. Just directly, I've never cooked on the electric. I said, because I use wood stove and gas. I said, I've never used electric. I said, I don't know just what temperature. Because he said, well, Mary knows. Mary said, no, I don't think I can cook a pie like all of this. She'll cook a pie as fast. I do all the cake baking. He said, she cook the cake because I am, but she don't like it. So she baked the pie. So I cooked the pie like I was folding it, double cutting it, because she didn't have a phone at the time to call me. He come pick them up. He said, I never will forget you. He said, here, take this dollar and get you something. He said, I said, no. I said, you sitting there enough. He said, help me. He said, may you work at home and Mary didn't bake, come in and bake these pies. I said, well, the next you bake, you may have to come out home. I said, I'm going to go home, man. He said, tell me else and let you come over here and cook and stay with me and Mary. I said, no, I'm not. I said, I got a husband, I gotta go home. He's a nice man since my husband died. He told me how to get all his share, but I won't do that. I just share with his sister now. He said, I only made you only because she ain't working on that job. I said, she was mad. I said, you can get it, get it. I said, because you signed the contract when you borrowed money from the governor. I said, you can get it. I said, well, she made her own. I said, but still there are some pants. I said, I'm not gonna have to share. Got my hold of her husband's trying to cut me out all of it. He said, what did I tell you? I said, well, I said, you'll never get nobody doing what. I got my share and they couldn't even sell them for that sign. And I know because I ain't seen it long before I even married. So I sold it since I did.
Lieutenant, what would you call a person, say, somebody who left a lot of money lying around in open view and he left the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty what?
He's mighty careless.
Well, let's say, what if you had an aunt named Lizzie, and there really wasn't anything wrong with Aunt Lizzie, she just acted, just a little peculiar every now and then. You might say about her, well, there's nothing really wrong with her, she just acts kind of
dumb.
Would you ever use the word queer? Like Aunt Lizzie acts kind of queer?
Well, yeah, he used it.
You use that too? Mm-hmm.